Welcome to another Aftermath episode of The Horrible Show Live, where we keep the microphones going after the show is over and talk with our chat audience and see where the conversation goes.
I've been sitting on that Sony for a full week now.
Me too.
It's good to get it out of the system.
Woo! Literally sitting on it.
God, where's my PSP? I really need to pull that out of my ass.
Who? Did anybody have a moment where like, maybe I'll look at Vita prices here coming up because look.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing. I've been wanting to play Persona 4 super bad. And I know I'm going to get my hours out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't justify a system purchase just for one game. I can't do it. But, like, I was looking, I started kind of paying attention to, like, this whole time with the PSN Plus stuff, I've actually been downloading or purchasing, you don't have to download it, but I purchased, like, the Vita stuff, too. And I'm looking at the library, and I'm like, oh, dang.
Is it getting there?
Oh, dang, I got a bunch of Vita games just waiting for me if I get a Vita. And I don't need it, and I won't play it, and it's like, it's not a good idea. But if there's, like, at some point, there's a price drop in the U.S., like there was recently in Europe? Japan? Japan? Europe. Where was the price drop?
Same thing. No, same thing.
Where? Which, damn it, which region had the price drop?
I think it was Europe.
Japan? Europe.
Eurasia?
Australia?
It might have been one of those. But North America, they were like, nope, no price drop. But that could also just be BS. It could be like an E3 thing or something like that. So if there is a price drop, and it's like under $200, maybe way under $200, I'll get the Wi-Fi version. And I would actually maybe, yeah, I'd probably play some.
Like, it wouldn't have been
gorgeous.
That, would not have been that hard to push me over the edge, like, while I'm watching the show to like, oh, go order one. But as I finally caught my breath, I was like, okay, no, let's see what else happens this year. Like, before I, everybody's like, oh, they're, you know, ripping off Nintendo. I was like, well, it is a little bit more affordable to get a Wii U with that gamepad than it is to get a PlayStation 4 and a Vita to do all this stuff. But
different
still,
games.
Still, yeah. Like, smart cross-platform-ness.
Yeah.
Ethan, Aaron, don't want to assume. Do you guys want to hang out for Aftermath?
I can hang out.
Yeah, why not?
All right. What else has been going on gaming-wise for you gentlemen? I played a little bit of La Mulana because Josh...
First time since that stream?
I feel like it was still fair. La Mulana, hard game with very little guidance, but we missed a very key element in our game, curious of how to even get started in that game. So I was excited to, I know how to actually play this game. And the writing in that game is, I don't know if it's, you know, the translation team that did this or if it's always had that sense of humor, but the game's funny. Like, it's just as far as the old man giving you a laptop to stay and to email you while you're in this temple and give you little notes. But I've played a lot of retro platforming games in the past couple of years, but this hooked me for a while there, and I was playing that on one of my live streams. Verdian was helping me out as far as trying to give me little hints, but because that game, it does not...
Did he tell you to read that tombstone twice or whatever that was?
No. I went through a majority of it. There are all these tombstones in the ruins that, like, you have to get a reader to be able to interact with them. But when you first get it, it comes up in like a language you can't read or understand. So you also have to get a translation thing that's also back at the camp. So I played for like an hour with like not even being able to read these notes. So by the time I got the translator too, which you can pick up really easily if you know it's there. So I should have had that from the beginning. Most of these are just like telling story elements, not really directing you. And I was just speed reading through them and not paying attention. And then there's one that's just basically like, don't read this again or we're going to kill you. And I didn't notice it. So I read it again and it killed me. And, that's pretty much... I love when that game just out of nowhere kills you really cheaply. I don't know why. The save points are pretty fair, like it, if you're really paying attention. So when it cuts just me off guard like that, I had a lot of fun with it, and I was glad I went back to it.
It's a fun game. It's like...
Still want to play it.
How
much is that?
I don't remember. It's 10 or 15.
Yeah, it's cheap.
But it's
right?
It's on GOG. Yeah, I kept waiting for it to show up on Steam. Like, and you can buy it off their web. You buy it off their website, Desura or GOG.
Robo. Are you Robo?
How about now? What'd you say?
Hello?
We'll never know.
Aaron?
Is he there? Yeah, there he is.
There he's back.
Okay, I'm here.
You can repeat your comment because we Robo'd through that.
Skype is taking a poop.
Oh no, he can't hear us. Too.
God, Skype.
Oh yeah, this has been. I mean, holy
this
shit.
Frozen him, but Ethan moving over there. Oh. Yeah.
Am I talking? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah. And I can see you on the other system.
Okay. Do you remember the time? Like it was like 3 weeks ago when I was having all these issues. This is like the exact shit that was happening. It has got to be. It's frustrating for one person, but all of us, like, how are we still friends? We should be so angry right now.
I'm just glad.
It's because of video games kept us together.
I don't think we'd make it if we didn't know that your stay in Germany was not indefinite. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, we know that eventually you come back.
Oh, I don't. No, that's no. We actually were staying
sometimes
for
don't give me that news. That's my motivation to keep doing this. So,
oh, good. You put that all on me. Yep. That's yeah.
It's not on you. It's on Aubrey. Good. It's fine.
Okay, we'll tell her that. Yeah, I'm not good with pressure. I crumble under pressure.
I'll come up with another excuse next year when my life comes crashing down when we realize you're staying for a little longer. Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen.
Josh, what have you been paying? I know you haven't been able to game, but what have you been paying attention to game wise? It was pretty much all PlayStation last week.
I'm excited for Star Wars Pinball, but we don't want to talk about that. I'm sure.
We
no.
We were going to. We were going to stream the Monster Hunter demo.
Yeah.
The demo itself is not all that stream friendly because it's basically a two sections and you get 20 minutes to play, and we're going to have more fun exploring and breaking that game and doing
co-op.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, so I did play that. I played there are two missions available in the demo, and by the way, it's not newbie friendly. had I not known just a little bit about Monster Hunter going in, it would have been real rough. And not, you've just been frustrated. You've been like, why isn't my guy, like the attacks aren't fluid or the camera sucks or whatever. And these things are true, but it's also part of like, that's Monster Hunter. That's how it works. The camera thing, they need to fix that. But the deliberate like combat animations and stuff, I think it's kind of okay. It's part of like the game design. Like it's intentional. It builds up the difficulty a little bit, and they could make it maybe transition better between animations. But for the most part, it's actually pretty good. I played the second mission in there that said it was hard instead of the easy one, and you fight this. I don't remember the name of the creature. It's like a
sea monster.
It's like a dragon slash sea.
They're
dragon.
All dinosaurs.
It's really a dragon. And you're like fighting it on a shore, and then it gets hurt and it goes and dives into this like lake, and you got to go in there and swim after it. And I couldn't figure out how to swim down for a while, and then all of a sudden I had like a lock on for the camera thing, and it was like swimming towards the creature down under the water, and I was doing okay. Came out of the water, I went out of the water, we went back in, and I couldn't get it to go back down again. So I had real issues there, and I ended up running out of time, before I killed it. But it was like, you know, I was like, okay, yep, this is Monster Hunter. The 3D was pretty good. Although.
So, have you only played it on 3DS?
I didn't play it on the Wii U yet.
Okay.
But, I'm assuming it's the same.
We still gotta look into those details, cause we're trying to figure out, like.
But yeah, it works. It's got local co-op. It's got online co-op.
Mm-hmm.
With the, I don't know if it's both systems, but the Wii U does. Maybe the 3DS.
We gotta look into that.
But you can do ad hoc. locally. So with one Wii U, mm-hmm. and it's either three or four. I think it's just three because it's a four-player.
We should get four 3DSs for the two of us and try it out.
Yeah, so but I think it's three. I think it's three 3DSs can hook up to the Wii U and do a four-player co-op on the LAN.
I played quite a bit of, I played 12, 20 hours of Monster Hunter Tri. And so this is HD Monster Hunter Tri mm-hmm. with probably some new stuff, too.
Yeah, they added things. Oh,
okay.
Things.
And then, so it's coming out for Wii U and 3DS same day. Mm-hmm. Amazon's got a deal right now. You get $20 off if you get both of them.
Yep.
If you're, yeah, I can't decide what platform.
It's not a credit. It's like, you put them both in the cart and it's $20 less. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. And your save game transfers between. That's one of the reasons why if you weren't going to play that multiplayer, you'd still maybe get it on both systems. Is like, you can play the same save on both. Yeah, that's neat. I wish more games would do that. I wish you didn't have to buy it twice.
Yeah.
It's kind of poopy if it's the same game.
Yeah, because Sony's kind of, they're big on, like, you get it cross-platform mm-hmm. and yep. you're not paying twice the amount. So I played a lot of Tri, but kind of, like, I got into this mode with it where, I'm sinking a lot of time in this game, and there's other games I want to play. Like, had this MMO, like, time suck factor mm-hmm. to it. But having that factor and playing a game solo, that was, like, that's a bad connection for me. But playing this co-op or playing this with friends
yep.
and kind of the ease of access that they're doing with this in the 3DS, like, that's really intriguing to me. So that's kind of why I'm excited about it, and we'll definitely give it a shot mm-hmm. when it's actually out, and we'll test out the co-op options for sure and let you know what seems to be effective. Because I really wonder, so we can play locally, I wonder, can you play online 3DS to another Wii U? I doubt it.
But, no. They've stated exactly these features already.
But I haven't read them. Right. And
I
want to talk like I'm informed right now. So we will see.
No, we know. We know. I'm telling you. We know these things. Yeah. So, but it's Monster Hunter. If you didn't like Monster Hunter before, you will definitely not like this. But if you do, you will. If you don't, if you didn't, you won't. If you do, you will. If you did, you will.
Aaron?
You will. You do.
Were you...
Yeah.
You bounce around between a lot of games, and luckily update us with your radio waves post, but were you playing some Lego games? Was that a recent...
I did start Lego Lord of the Rings yesterday for the first time.
That intro is pretty cool.
Oh, it did? Yeah, it's a... I like it. There's a lot of Lego characters going on. I got the Fellowship together. That's about as far as I got. And it was just crazy seeing so many Lego dudes side by side, the teamwork involved. Playing it by yourself, I guess, kind of sucks. But
yeah. But
if there are other people.
I like the fact that they interject so much of the movie dialogue with the minifigure.
That is great.
Like,
I love it. Like, I think I like it more than the Batman, Lego Batman too.
Yeah, I didn't,
just because of the dialogue.
I played I got both Lego Batman 2 and Lord of the Rings during one of the Steam sales. And I wasn't sure if I'd like voice in my Lego games because I hadn't played one with voice in it, but both of them have been pretty entertaining because of the contrast of the seriousness of the dialogue or the situation with the silly Lego characters. So, and I'd actually read some bad reviews of Lord of the Rings, but as soon as I played it, that doesn't matter. It's a Lego game.
It doesn't.
So, and that was right around the time I was getting the itch to go see The Hobbit. So that was better than I expected.
When's that out on Blu-ray?
The Hobbit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm ready to watch it again.
What's the turnaround on those? Like 3 months? 4 months?
I think it depends.
Is he... He can't do an extended cut of that, can he?
I don't know.
I mean...
That was pretty long.
It's pretty long.
But I don't know I don't know what the comparison is between the original length of the Lord of the Rings and original length of this one. I don't know.
No, I'm just... Because it started out trying to make two movies, but he had enough footage for three. So there's no way... You don't have enough footage.
Yeah, because of that, you would think they wouldn't have. Man, who knows, though? Peter Jackson, He's a nerd.
Ethan, I want to open up a can of worms with you.
Okay.
Can you talk to me about managing your own dungeons?
Ugh. I thought... Yeah, it's not fun. I'm so disappointed. I should have never got my hopes up. But Empire, Empire is I did a review on it. What was it? Monday. Yep. Finally got it out Monday.
Eventually,
I sat on the review for about a week because I wanted to actually do an actual full scale review with a score. I couldn't get through the game. And so essentially my reflex review came down to it just never got fun. It was amusing in the beginning and it was like, oh, all these possibilities. And then all the possibilities just kind of like faded into the background and you were stuck with this just absent-minded real-time strategy game. And I was just so disappointed. Like it had so much potential, but I think that I injected a lot of that into it. Just because, again, like I don't know. Dungeon. No one's done Dungeon Keeper since Dungeon Keeper. Like no one just they haven't done. They haven't got the balance right. You know what I mean?
Is Dungeon Keeper well regarded in that? Like, I could never tell if people liked it because it was the first and the only option, or if it was actually a well done version of.
I mean, it was such an old game now. Like I don't remember the last time I played it, but I just know that nothing has
topped it.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, like, it felt like you were actually, like, it was fun to play that game. It was amusing. You could kind of, you had different strategies and whatnot. It had just the right amount of RPG elements. Designing the dungeons was fun. Obviously, you don't have the graphics. I mean, Empire looks okay. You know, looks good and whatnot. But I think people are striving to create Dungeon Keeper, and they just don't know how to do it. You know, like, they're trying to tiptoe around, not just redoing it completely. They're tiptoeing around. I mean, you shouldn't. Like, if you want to make a Dungeon Keeper clone, I'm okay with that. Do it. Just do it. Just go all in. I mean, games like this just want to be real-time strategy games. Dungeons last year, which I was really, or was it last year or 2 years ago? I was really looking forward to, like that. Like, it was the issue with that was it just had awful interface. Just absolutely awful. Controls were really bad. There was just nothing good about it. So, like, with both – and with this game, like, controls weren't horrible, but it's just – it wasn't fun. And I'm like, man, like – and I've kind of gotten to the point, like, we talk about getting over the hump, but I've gotten to the point with games that if I'm not having fun managing a dungeon after 6 freaking hours, like, dude, I'm done. Like, I'm not – like, I don't feel the need to review that. Like, that's no long – I have too many games to waste my time on that kind of stuff. And it's not a bad game. It's just not a fun game.
I mean,
which I guess makes it a bad game.
I don't think you should I don't think you should feel guilty about that at all. I mean, that's kind of why we started those reflex reviews in the first place, was just because there's a certain point where you've made your purchasing decision. It doesn't matter if the game all of a sudden turns a corner and becomes awesome. Like, if you can't get past that hump, like, that's you have other things to do with your time, not even just games. And I think that's a valuable insight, like, to someone that, like, that will connect with that. So
I think
6 hours is your limit. I'd say, yeah, you probably could have made that judgment call sooner.
I gave a good college try. I really did. I sat there. I was really excited to play it. Actually, it downloaded right before we left for our little trip that we took. And I was like, oh, like, I'm excited for the trip. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, I was really looking forward to Empire because when Cyanide Studios was talking about it and Paradox and whatnot, they talked about not only would you be managing a dungeon, but you were going to go above ground and you were going to go on these raids. And I was like, oh, that's going to be awesome. It just wasn't at all. Like, it was just not. Like, I feel like maybe the game feels half done. I didn't mention that in the review because I hadn't played enough of it, but it just feels like there were certain aspects of it that weren't as refined as maybe they should have been. And I guess the game has three total chapters, which I can't imagine getting through. Like, I didn't get through. Like, yeah, I was like maybe the fifth mission. It was just, man. And that's the thing with those games. Like, we talked about those like mid-tier type developers and lower developers is they got to get that fun factor down, man. Like, they put a lot of time and effort into making things look good when you really didn't even need to look at anything. You know, they could have just been stick figures and fucking, you know, it'll black and white boxes for all you had to do with it. So that's disappointing. I've been really disappointed with some games as of late, I think. I don't know, man. Maybe I just don't like video games anymore.
Josh.
Ethan, what's the most recent game in that genre, the layer management kind of thing, that you would recommend to people?
Oh, man. The Dungeon Keeper series, probably. I mean,
Dungeon Keeper 2 is pretty old.
Yeah.
Is there, well,
yeah,
a little bit like Evil Genius.
I was going to ask about that.
I didn't play Evil Genius, so I can't speak to that.
You should,
I mean,
dude, stream that.
Not a dungeon, but
stream that.
Yeah, you should play that game.
Okay, I'll play that game. I think, you know, I think maybe it's maybe a bad thing because I've been playing Orcs Must Die 2 like quite a bit, and like that is the feeling that I want. But I want it to be like take Orcs Must Die 2, the idea of setting traps, but I want to have that, you know, whereas that game, each of those levels takes maybe 15 to 20 minutes. I want like to slowly progress my dungeon. You know, I want to slowly stretch it out and kind of like have that control of it as opposed to just, you know, like build it and then rebuild it, then rebuild it, you know, like, and that game does traps so good. I mean, it's so hot. Hot traps. It works most times.
Yeah, but you're not, it's, you know, you're the good guy. You
so,
know?
Yeah.
That's kind of sucks. And
so
it
when
takes,
does...
Yeah, it takes away from it.
Yeah.
These... dungeon keeper genre, this dungeon master, it's
dungeon management. You're really a manager. Yeah.
It walks a really tough line as far as like, it sounds like these games recently have been descending into just becoming real time strategy games. But when on the other
or
side,
tower defense.
I was gonna say on tower the other defense, on the other yeah. side, they would be a tower defense game. So how do you distinguish? Like, what do you think separates dungeon keeper from being either cast in either of those genres?
Because I think, and I mean, I think tower defense, I mean, you're not going to get too far away from that.
Not even close. Just completely different genres.
Yeah.
Try to name the similarities that way.
No. I know there's a distinction between tower defense
and
real-time strategy.
I know which direction you're going in. It's that static type of things are coming in, but it's you're not getting like whole streams of things coming. I mean, there's a lot of like the whole concept of dungeon management type games that I like is there's all these different factors you're balancing. So you're not just focused on things coming into your dungeon and then killing those things off. You've got your resource management and that kind of stuff. And I think it's kind of a balancing act because then you will introduce monsters and everything too. So again, you don't just have that static of that tower defense, those elements to it. So, and traps I think are really, really important because if you don't have good traps, if you don't have a good reason to, because in a lot of those games, you don't just kill things outright. You know, you're kind of like, you know, leading these characters along. I remember in dungeons, it was you were kind of building up their excitement over your dungeon. You know, like if you think about it, like a roller coaster tycoon, like, you know, advertise your dungeon. You want people to come to your dungeon so you can kill them and absorb whatever goodness is inside of them. So it's that balancing act as well, as opposed to having like wave after wave of just kind of dumb enemies just coming straight at you. So that's that kind of balancing act.
Cool. Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a chance. I would have done it too. I would have said the same thing. Exactly the same thing as Ethan's.
I was just reading your head shake of no is the, like I asked a dumb question.
Well, so. You did, but that was a really nice answer from Ethan.
Can't play video games, can't ask questions.
No.
Trying to inform our audience.
I think I wrote an article about that today. I don't know, maybe it is.
Maybe.
I like that genre. I wish that was a little more active. And I tower defense games don't really appeal to me.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted that much higher level or deeper level really of management over like what's going on there. And I just want I don't want snakes, you know, it's just trains, snakes and trains, snakes on a train.
snakes on a train tycoon.
Well, I think we should throw it to Robot. See if they get what they can do with it. I think they could probably do something decent with it.
Death Trap Dungeon 2 maybe is what we really need. Kickstarter.
Let's do it.
Is it a Kickstarter?
No, I made all that up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're onto something with Robot, like just pulling out the perspective of Ours must die too.
It's not an effective strategy. Video games.
We have them.
Has anybody played Crysis 3?
No.
What's no. New?
What's the word on the street?
It's pretty good.
Everyone says it looks good, it plays good. But I think it sounds like it's just like the next level from Crysis 2. I mean, they said the same kind of stuff. I think the enthusiasm may be...
Multiplayer? Generic?
I've been really worried about March releases, so I've been trying to hold off on another big game. Plus, I never got through Dead Space 3, so that's still sitting in my queue.
I don't need more of the same out of
Crysis. Aaron, you finished Dead Space 3.
I finished Dead Space 3, a few weeks ago.
Not to spoil you're working on a review, but like, you played it all co-op, is that right?
I started it solo, but did the entire game co-op after a friend contacted me to get that going.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on just co-op experience.
Co-op seems the way to go in Dead Space 3. You're gonna have a good time doing co-op. It's mostly because I do talk about this in my review, no big spoiler or anything, but there are like optional missions in Dead Space 3 that you don't see if you play by yourself.
Don't do that.
And so
don't lock away content for me.
Then don't lock it away behind a buddy wall.
Yeah, essentially they lock it away behind a buddy wall. You need to have two people because one person needs to be there for all these missions to happen. And if you play by yourself, that person just vanishes into the vapor until cutscenes show up.
I have to pretend to like people to enjoy my video games.
But yeah, they're
gonna have to pretend to like you too.
Top you tier. Those are some pretty good missions, and I bring that up in my review.
Cool. I hadn't tried that out because Carver seems like just an asshole anyway.
He is. So, but these are worth it.
Nothing. Might be it. Maybe we play some video games.
That's all. That's
I played
all
the Metal
games.
Gear Rising demo after you watched.
Did you better?
Play.
Did you do better than me?
I learned how to parry.
Okay,
I made sure
you
I
do better
I
than me. That was the other. That was the other release. Crysis 3, Metal Gear Rising came out the same day. Yeah, I kind of identified those. Wait for the price drop. Even though I think if I hadn't played Devil May Cry, I would have jumped right on Rising. But I need a little bit of a breather.
I would have done the same thing. I thought I want to check out Rising, maybe wait for a price drop. I got through Devil May Cry and Tomb Raider's right around the corner here. I just can't throw that money out there at the moment.
Yeah, that's me. That's me too. I can't. It's $60 getting harder and harder to swallow, especially with the PC. Like, because I never have to pay $60. And so then it's like, you know, I'm comparison shopping. It's like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's not that the game's not worth it. It's just to me, that's not what I pay for games. So there's a direct value comparison. And with Revengeance, it's like single player only, and it's kind of a short game. And I know I'm not the guy that's going to replay a game a bunch. Not these days, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get, you know, 5 hours of entertainment out of it, which I'm okay with if it's awesome and it looks really good, but I don't want to pay $60 for that. If that's like, you know, if I'm buying a game every couple of weeks right now or something. But if I was rich, shit, I'd be playing that right now. If I was rich, make me rich.
We're all rich.
So going down these March releases, we got Tomb Raider next week, which was good enough to get early reviews. I can't remember the last time.
Looks really good.
I can't remember the last time we got reviews a week early. Like,
yeah, what was up with that?
That I was like, is that out this week? I was all super nervous. I was like, I thought I had more time. Mm-hmm. And but now, yeah, like it's gonna be old news by the time I play it. It's got some good buzz.
Lady Drake.
Did you watch the Conan when he covered that?
Oh man, that was awesome. Going down the river and gets impaled through the head with that
dude. Did you have trouble watching that?
It was gross.
It shocked me. Like, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was like, damn, they didn't... Yeah, okay, that's how it's going to be. That's cool.
So Conan has basically made what this series, making fun of the fact that he's not a gamer, and now he's getting pre-release games.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious.
He also... Yeah, he
good publicity, you know.
He was really interested in Cortana and in his Halo 4 playthrough as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought we like made some uncomfortable comments about her, but
what? When?
All the time. The entire demo. Every time she came on screen.
When like
maybe that was just in my head.
When certain objects take up a third of the screen in every cutscene, I like you can't just pretend it's not there. Everyone else sees it. Guess what? We do too.
That butt's going nowhere.
Yeah.
And then BioShock Infinite at the end of the month. That's kind of a big deal.
Is that really coming out this month?
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, I forgot about that.
No, that's not happening.
Oh, same.
That got pushed back.
Same day as Army of Two? Like, what? What?
Why? Oh, that was dumb,
what
dude.
What is EA doing?
No. No.
Whoa.
EA.
What? What is EA doing releasing Army of Two the same day as BioShock Infinite?
Oh, you think BioShock's going to outsell Army of Two, Three? What? You're crazy.
I want to say that Army of Two, Two also had like a spring release at the same time, like it's the end of the quarter at the same time as a bunch of other major releases. Like, this isn't a major player, and it's also, even if it's just shovelware for you, there are other times where you can get it out in a time frame where there aren't other games being released that I might try this out.
Hey, maybe somebody's on our side in there. Maybe they're trying to bury this thing so it doesn't get another one. You know? Just maybe you should stop, you know, raising your voice here. Because you're gonna blow this guy's identity.
Pandora's Tower?
Oh, yeah. What?
Pandora's Tower is coming. I didn't think that was coming in North America. Apparently that's listed right now for
That was one of the rainfall things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was the last of that.
That's not already out? No. I thought that was already out.
It's the least regarding out of those three, but it's actually coming out for Wii. Luigi's Mansion. There might be a 3DS game worth the buy, but actually the 3DS game worth the buy.
Ghost Brothers.
Castlevania.
Oh, Mirror of Fate.
Yep. I'm nervous about it.
Seen a little more of it?
Yeah.
Can't talk about it. It's behind closed doors. Oh, wait, no. It was this door in this room. Yeah, I was just watching it on YouTube before it broke. Yeah, so that game doesn't look very fun.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. It looks fine, but it's not a Castlevania game. It doesn't look fun. It looks kind of, you know, meh. It looks like the kind of game you'd see on the eShop for $10 to $15.
Wow.
Now, I haven't seen the full thing, but you know what? If you want me to say something nice about it, show me the damn game. So,
no, I was going
to
say,
till then?
It's either available now or soon. There's going to be a demo before the game's actually
released. It wasn't earlier today when I was pooping.
Reference.
We've got Gears of War
filled.
Gears of War Judgment. I hope Epic realizes that's coming out. I don't love me some Gears of War. It's gonna take a little bit of a big push to get me to get this anytime soon with everything else that's
same
going
here.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter. That's the 19th. Do we really think Activision's gonna put out that other Walking Dead game?
Survival Instinct.
It looks so. I want to see more because
I love.
It looks real wonky.
I love the Rooker
that
trailer
looks,
though.
Wait, what? Unfinished. I haven't seen that.
There's a Rooker. The actual like official trailer.
Digital Rooker?
No, it's real Rooker.
Nope, don't want it.
They basically show the. They show the logo and then they talk to Rooker and. What's his name from the other brother from Walking Dead?
Merle and Daryl.
And they just say, "Yep, the game's pretty cool. It's coming out. Play as Merle and Daryl."
I love that.
And a trailer.
Show me Digital Rooker. You might have me. Is it a co-op or something? Do you two player co-op with the brothers?
I would hope so. Who knows?
Because I don't know.
They've been pretty. Yeah, the details are not there at all.
No, which is
okay. Here's a question.
Means it's probably not good.
Is it going to be more fun than Aliens Colonial Marines?
What? That's not. Let's.
Is
it? We can't. No, we're not. That's you don't compare certain things. There's just certain kinds of things that are just such like that's we can't touch that.
Here's something. It's not going to be as polished.
we didn't waste 6 years on this game. For some reason, Criterion's been buzzing about their... I mean, they have to, I guess. But Need for Speed Most Wanted on Wii U has some pretty interesting Wii U features.
Like?
Like the ability to basically what it looks like a driver's ed mode, where you can use the gamepad to assist...
Don't spill the coffee?
No, you can basically use the gamepad or the other controller to assist the person driving. Like, they're talking about, like, playing with your kids. And,
that's the game that they're gonna do that with.
It's worth like reading up on if you don't own the game, because I recommend the game. But they've at least put some effort into their gamepadness, and I trust Criterion. So anyway,
they make good games, but that sounds really stupid.
It's just one of the features, but I thought it was kind of clever. Like a little. That's what a driver's ed mode.
Yep, you didn't get that one.
Okay.
You missed just by a little bit.
So I'm getting further down the list. I can't. But Lego City Undercover.
What is that game? Like, what is it? What do you do? Do you build stuff?
I thought it was Lego GTA.
Adventure?
I thought it was Lego GTA.
But is it like more than just like a big open world, another one of the Lego games? Like, who's making this? The Lego guys? Someone else? Do you build stuff? Does it have Legos?
There's Legos in it.
Thank you. Why is it listed? That can't be right. It's listed as Nintendo.
What do they call the... Do they just call them coins or onesies? What are the things, the little bits you pick up? Lego bits.
I think they're called onesies.
That's what I called it when I was a kid. If it had... How many little pegs does it have on it? Is that the currency in the game?
Probably. It's been the...
Yeah, it is. So it confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Do you build things?
Yes, Traveler's Tales did develop.
So you're not going to build
one
stuff.
Of their many Lego
You don't
teams.
Build things. Confirmed.
Overview.
Could be fine for kids.
Parkour
okay,
gameplay.
Okay, on that Lego note, dudes, it's almost 5 in the a.m. What I'm going to have to bid you adieu.
Hate you, Germany. All right.
I love you guys.
Love you.
See ya.
Sweet dreams.
See ya, Ethan.
Bye.
It's double Aaron time.
Double Aaron.
So there will be parkour gameplay.
In Lego City Undercover?
Uh-huh. And players can perform stunts. Players will be catching bad guys while having a wide variety of characters and vehicles to choose from.
Chase scenes.
Talking Lego characters. It's a more open and urban take on the Lego games formula.
You will have fun.
That is the giant bomb description of the game.
Do things.
Your main protagonist. Do you know the name of the main protagonist? The limited edition will come with a minifig of the main protagonist, Chase McCain.
Perfect. Perfect.
So, yeah, there's really not much... It's coming out, but what else are you going to get for your Wii U, I ask you, since everything else ran away? What is that face? Remember when we ran out and bought Wii U's? Remember that?
Like, I'm expecting... It's going to be this fall, but maybe the year after that. But I'm expecting some just real hot first-party stuff. Real hot titles. I'm not talking about the classic remakes, mm-hmm. like Donkey Kong Country mm-hmm. Returns Again, that's 3DS, I think. But I'm talking like the new Metroid they're going to announce at Space World, or E3, or whatever it's going to be this summer. I'm predicting, bold prediction of the week, Nintendo announces a new Metroid.
They have to be.
And it's going to be...
That's the one that's been dormant the longest.
Hot. That's my prediction. It's going to be real hot. That we're going to go,
okay, well, here's
they're back.
Here's my concern. Is I doubt that Retro Studios is heavily involved in this Donkey Kong Returns 3DS conversion.
Nope.
And we don't really know what Retro's working on.
Nope.
But you have the gamepad, which makes more sense for a Metroid Prime, but I don't want another Metroid Prime.
It's not going to be.
What's it going to be?
The other, other M.
Fuck you.
No.
It's going to be Metroid 5.
It's going to be a Dungeon Keeper game where you play as Mother Brain.
Or Mother, so, yeah. What they, wait, no, it was Metroid 4. No, Fusion was Metroid 4.
Yeah, I lost the number.
Metroid 5. Give us the sequel.
Yeah, they haven't really continued that. I did find my copy of Metroid Zero Mission the other day. I have some good GBA games.
God damn, that's good.
I have some good GBA
games. Those are good.
Yeah, real good. Real good games.
Can we stream those?
They're putting Super Metroid out in March, right?
Yeah. That's actually...
30 cents?
That whole...
It's going to be the 30-cent game?
Yeah. Rereading that is what caused me to play La Mulana. I was like, I want to play a 2D adventure game. So,
it'll happen. It. They know people want it.
Sniper Ghost Warrior 2?
They know they boned it up last time.
I'm going to... I guess that's...
Oh, Sniper Elite Zombies.
I guess that's StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
That expansion. What are they called?
It's a big
that?
Deal for esports, yeah. But I guess. Heart of the Swarm.
Big deal for fans of cutscenes.
Don't care.
Because those are always cool.
Yeah. You know what? StarCraft 2 was fine. But, I don't play like it's meant to be played, so.
Which game do you think has its fans more... what's the word? Indifferent. Gears of War or God of War? Because God of War Ascension's also coming out.
Oh yeah.
I'm biased just because I was by the end of God of War 3, I was just done.
I enjoyed that ride from start to finish, but it was enough.
Mm-hmm. Except for I still don't like the fact that they made Kratos a character. Like I didn't ever want Kratos' backstory. I wanted this just vengeful dude that didn't need to give me his reasons for the way that he is.
And but he's just always so angry.
That's fine.
No, and no one is that angry that much. I kind of just wanted to see him just go, okay, I just want to go home now. Like
I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, the Forrest Gump tired of running. Like, that's what I wanted to see out of Kratos. But that's... Nope, he's angry as ever.
I don't know where you're at on this one. SimCity.
I'll play it.
Okay.
It looks fun.
Are we cautiously optimistic?
Yeah,
you
know what? I'm real concerned that they... Like, I know, they streamlined a lot of stuff, which apparently is, a lot of people say, oh, that's a good thing. But if the full version has the same size limitations for your cities as the beta, that's not good. Because it's too damn small. And it's too small. You can't... You're
I like laughing
you.
At jokes we didn't make.
But yeah. So if you can have big cities,
Aaron,
are
you a SimCity fan?
I used to be. I don't know much about the new SimCity. I didn't know it was too damn small. I play too many games. I don't think I have the time to devote, having a great city in these kind of games.
True. I never have the time for them, but I always, even Civ, I didn't have the time to really
I don't have
get
the time
good
for Civ.
At Civ, but I always still... If they've made a good one of these, I need to have one of these, and I'll probably still get it. But oh, here's your Wii U system seller for you, Aaron. You want to play The Amazing Spider-Man again?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good game, but I mean, are there any notes? You're just looking at a list, aren't you?
So yeah, I have no idea.
I'm curious what Wii U Amazing Spider-Man does that
I think
regular.
You throw the gamepad at the ceiling to extend. also, baseball games. Those are coming out.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything else.
What's the Star Trek game? Is that spring or
I
want to
say that's
later?
May. I want to say that's closer to the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't have an M in it, though, so that's fine. Walking Dead Herd Zombie Minimates.
What?
little collectible Walking Dead figures.
The little
called mini, yeah. They're not
the
mini things
they had like the little X-Men out of and stuff, like the mini mates.
No longer looking.
They do a lot of licensed stuff, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's the one.
They have a ton of Walking Dead stuff probably coming out with that.
They're cute.
And the last
fit in your butt.
It's been a theme all night. The last thing coming out of Telltale, there's the tease that there's going to be some more Walking Dead before season 2. Josh loves this game.
Comic book.
any speculation? Any speculation, Aaron, of like how would you fill the gap if they're actually going to try to fill the gap here? I don't know.
That's hard to say. Like, I already don't know what they would do. I don't even know what season 2 would be like. If we had details of season 2, I can maybe guess. But
who do you think the main character is going to be?
I don't know
if they make you be Clementine or if.
Yeah.
If they just abandon that entirely and make new people and maybe Clementine cameos somewhere in season 2?
Because I guess, like, that's the thing is, like, if you're saying that this is before season 2, and I'm assuming, well, season 2 obviously will have a lot of new characters to it, but I'm assuming those characters aren't going to be ready to go to do something to really blend the games together. So, and then, like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm trying to think, are there like missing parts to the story that, I don't know, can I go play as Doug for a while? Like, is he up to anything? And then if Doug's not alive in your game, what do you do that? So I don't really know what maybe they retell the entire game from Larry's perspective. So you get two more episodes.
So it's very short.
What made Larry so angry?
What was Larry like before? It was a quick time event to take your heart pills.
All right, I think that's going to do it for Aftermath